Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
It was a simple question.
Sorry.
Just a simple question.
Hi, Joan. How you doing?
I love rock and roll. Okay, it was a simple question. All I said to you was, I'm going to get my hair cut and colored tomorrow. Do I need to match the hair color to my new eyeliner?
No.
That's all I was asking.
And then I said, are you trying to be a tramp?
And I said, no, I'm trying to go for a little more Joan Jett-ish / Pat Benatar. I'm going to go looking for my little inner 80s rocker. Can you just answer the question? Is my eyeliner too dark? That's all I want to know.
It's brown.
It's brown.
It could never go too dark.
Okay. But it's not a chestnut.
Well, you're not a whore.
I'm not.
You're not a whore.
I'm not.
You should be fine.
I should be okay.
You'll be fine.
I just look in the mirror and I'm just like, every day.
No, all of a sudden I just want to sing like Joan Jett.
I know, right? And
I love rock and roll.
Right? And do you go scrounging in the garbage like a raccoon? Because that's what your eyes are looking a little bit like. I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is.
Love is a battlefield.
Love. Come on, baby. Hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot.
Right? Fire away. Yeah. So there. All that for one simple question. As I pulled down the little mirror in Betty to look and see, right? Because even though we're not live, it's just me and you, still want to look my best. And I pulled down because I woke up with two zits today.
Oh.
One on my chin. And do you ever get the zit in the crease of your nose?
Sometimes.
Wow, that's a bitch, eh?
It's a bitch.
Ouch. That reminds you of all the bad things right there.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to squeeze it.
No. Leave it alone.
I'm not leaving it alone.
Leave it alone.
I'm not walking around with it looking white and yucky. That's pretty. You wake up at like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I got that and you want me to leave it alone?
Yeah, well, you know.
No, thank you.
I'm just saying.
Samantha, huh? How was your trip? Haven't seen you for a little bit.
Trip was good.
Yet I feel like we still were always in touch.
Yes. We were.
Because that's important.
Yes.
Because we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song, Friends Forever? I don't know. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Of it.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Let's go back to Joan Jett.
Okay.
I feel like it connected with that.
A little bit more? Not like with like my pop, right? You're not connecting with the pop.
No.
Okay.
No.
So your trip?
It was good.
Good. Good. Okay. So, no, I'm joking. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
I'm just joking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because whose life's more interesting?
Yours.
Mine.
Yours. It's not, but mine is. Your life is interesting. My life is unique. That's how we break it down.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So you had some airport angst.
Well,
You kept texting airport angst, airport angst, like SOS. And I'm like, this coming from the girl who one time, like, what do you mean I can't take my hairspray? Okay, right?
I got body searched.
You got body searched?
No, but I learned my lesson.
But you know my theory, right? If they want to search and, yeah, I'll take the pat away.
Pat away.
Yeah.
Okay, can I talk?
Yes.
Or would you like to just keep talking?
Yeah, let's just make it Lisa's episode.
Okay.
I'm just going to record by myself today, friends of the podcast. Yes, of course, Samantha. Go ahead.
Okay, so I had zero expectation of getting through security without a pat down.
Okay, good.
I didn't have a pat down.
Wow.
I know.
Mm.
I know.
Apparently they weren't all into that.
No, apparently not.
Interesting.
That was okay, though.
Okay.
So, but on the way to Toronto?
Yeah.
Sleeper.
Oh.
Snoring.
Beside you?
Snoring
the
sleeper.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst.
I ignored him. Worse, the sniffler.
Ew.
On the way to Philadelphia.
Adult?
Uh-huh.
No excuse for that. There's no excuse.
Every 2 seconds.
Because.
Dude. Fucking blow your nose.
Blow your nose, right? Because again, you're an adult, right? And when you sniff like that, you are sniffing and then you're ingesting your snot.
Yes.
How's your snot?
Yes.
Ugh.
Okay, Toronto Airport.
Yeah.
Thought I had a case.
Yeah.
Super confused.
Why?
Go here, go up, go down, go around,
go this way, that way.
And I'm like, okay, am I eventually going to get to the gate?
You will.
That I need to get to?
You will, but you got to put a lot of miles in.
But you were right. Totally boring after security.
There's nothing.
Totes boring.
Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah. And you're never eating at that A&W.
No.
Mm.
Ugh.
No.
So annoying.
So boring.
But you know what's good about America?
Tell me.
Not just my boyfriend, Jersey.
Can't even say anything.
But
yes, he is wonderful.
You got a picture of it.
Yes, I did.
I was, because it was the look of like, No. They gave us straws.
I know you got straws, hey?
I'm like,
you got straws. You got straws.
America has not been affected by the straw ban.
America doesn't care about the environment. They don't care about the turtle. They're not giving a shit. They care about the human being that doesn't want to put their lips where other lips have been. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Straws everywhere we went.
So I'll give America that.
Yeah.
I'll give America that.
You get straws.
They get straws.
Yay.
Yay. Yes, I was very excited.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what else?
What?
Didn't have to wear a coat the whole time.
Okay, but that's just a fluke. That's not all the time. I lived in Ontario for like 30 years. It's not all the time, Samantha.
Okay, but they were still golfing.
I know that because it's very nice.
That's so weird.
Yes. Yes.
That's so weird.
But yet when I was there in Ottawa, like 3 weeks prior, cold.
Yeah.
So it's just an anomaly.
Okay.
It's not the Florida. Right?
No,
you didn't go, it's not the Florida.
It's not the Florida.
Right? You're not the Golden Girls retiring in the Florida.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Calm down.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
Okay. Apparently, I was going to encounter airport things.
Right.
Because I feel like I just stand there, I watch things, and all of a sudden things are happening.
Okay.
I'm waiting to go through security.
Yeah.
Super busy.
Yeah.
It's in the afternoon. All of a sudden, and the line's just getting bigger. It's just getting bigger. It's just getting bigger. I'm like,
people got places to go.
I'm never going to get to my flight. I have 2 hours, but still.
Next time, give it three.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everybody move to the right. Everybody step to the right. I'm like, okay, what are we doing? All of a sudden, we're ringing a dog. We're going to sniff ya.
There. Ooh, and a sniff. I would take a sniff before a pet.
Yeah, sure enough, dog came by me. Sniff, sniff, sniff.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the dog, and I'm like, I dare ya.
I could probably kick you to death if I had to. Right?
So that was interesting, and it was to get us through security quicker.
Yep.
That
wow.
was interesting.
That's crazy.
But then when I got home, opening up my suitcase, and the lock was tampered with.
Oh.
And sure enough, I was one of the lucky people that got their
luggage. Oh, nice.
Infected.
Well, I hope that you respectfully packed your suitcase nice.
Yes,
and
I did actually.
Dirty underwear in a certain spot and right, whatever else might be in your suitcase.
Yeah, it was funny.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, so dog sniffing. People looking in my luggage.
But no pat down.
No pat down.
But why wouldn't they look in your luggage? It's like my thing with hotels, right? When you stay in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
okay, do you leave your, and you're going for the day,
mm-hmm.
you leave your hotel room looking nice?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Suitcase closed?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the cleaning lady, I'm snooping through your shit.
For
sure I am. We're crazy to not think that they aren't doing that.
Snooping through your shit.
You don't think that they are?
You shouldn't.
Of course you shouldn't, but you don't think they are?
No.
Yes. They're in your room by, they're judging you.
Yes.
They're looking at your garbage.
They're looking at your underwear.
They're looking at your underwear. They're looking at, oh, look at that. She couldn't use that towel one more day. They're looking at all that sort of shit.
God, I never thought of it that way.
I would go through your stuff. I wouldn't take it.
Don't.
I wouldn't take it, but I think I would I'd be curious.
Really?
It's like going through your medicine cabinet. It's there. Why aren't you looking? And if people don't leave, and I bet you that they have in their staff room, they probably have a big whiteboard.
Yeah.
Like room 777, she's a slob. Right? Right? Didn't even pull the sheets back up. Right? I betcha. I bet you they're gossiping about it.
That's
I don't know.
Horrible.
Completely off topic.
That's horrible.
But that's what I think happens. That's what I think.
You might be right, though.
I think I am right.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Nobody's ever going to admit it, though.
I know.
But at least I put it out there.
But Jersey was going to send me home with straws.
Uh-huh.
He did not.
Thank you. Why? Why? Why no straws?
He forgot. He forgot. He forgot.
Why?
But maybe he'll be nice and ship them to us.
That would be nice. We need the straws.
Well, we have the paper straws from Mom.
But paper, you know what? And it's great that you got paper straws, but they suck. Because they taste like paper. They taste like I'm sucking on the cardboard box, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the plastic is still the better way to go.
That's true.
But I'll take paper in a pinch.
Yeah.
You know?
So you had some hot dogs the other day.
Yeah, my favorite food of all time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Samantha, it's so stressful right now.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because all of a sudden, one day I come home from work, and I just went to get a glass, a cup from the cupboard, and I'm like, what is the tea kettle doing, or the kettle, whatever, I don't know what it's called. Why is it on the top shelf in that cupboard? It doesn't belong there. It's never been there. Why is it there? Then that led me to start looking. And I start looking and I'm like, huh, everything had changed. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he, and by he, I mean Mike, decided to buy a smoke-free indoor grill.
Smoke-free?
Smoke-free. And it's a fancy one. Like, you know, like how you see those, we'd use this in the restaurant and it's got like the gold, it's like the gold colored grill.
Ooh,
like that, you know what I'm talking about, yeah. Hey? They make, right? Like
fancy.
Those fancy ones. Yeah, I wanted to look. Guess what? Still smokes. Still had to open up the apartment and still had to open up the patio door.
Did you?
And guess what?
Did you burn them?
No, 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 not at all.
So
still smokes. You put water in the bottom and then the hot dogs on the grill and then the hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it still smoked. Yeah.
So you opened your door to
not have all the smoke.
Really?
Yeah. But that's not the issue. The issue isn't that. Toast your buns on it and that made hot dogs even that much better. But that's not the issue. Uh-huh. The issue is the Egg McMuffin maker is not where it used to live. It's in a different place.
This threw you off, did it?
Yeah. Because why is my Egg McMuffin maker somewhere different? It's been in the same place for 4 years.
He's had to change your life.
Because he had to put the grill in.
Huh.
Right? I didn't buy the grill. I never even talked about a grill.
This is how you got your pizza thing.
But, which I don't even use anymore, right? I don't even know if we still have it. I should check.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the only reason why we got this thing is because Mike said, well, you like hot dogs on the barbecue in the summer. In the summer. I do.
And now just wanted to buy something.
And now everything, right? I wouldn't come home with a new pan, right? I wouldn't think of it because I'd be like, that's a conversation. I don't know how much this stupid thing costs, but I got it.
Well, you do have $700 pots and pans.
Yes,
so.
We do. And we're not the Joneses, I'll tell you, my friend, right? We have no business having $700 pots and pans whatsoever.
Well, you know, it is butt fucking cold out there.
Oh, my God.
Minus 29 is horrible.
It's too cold.
Do you know, I realized my gloves suck.
Well, you wear stupid gloves.
I wear good gloves.
No, you wear like a stupid leather glove. I even wear a better glove than that, and it's still a stupid glove. Samantha, here's my issue with gloves, and boy, I have them, especially today. So I'm walking today from the bus to my work.
Uh-huh.
My hands aren't even in my gloves. They're clenched fists inside the top part of my gloves with floppy fingers. Do you know why? Because gloves aren't warm. Gloves aren't warm. So why as adults do we feel we have to wear gloves?
I don't know.
Why can't I wear a ski mitt that comes up to my elbow? Why? Because it doesn't complete the look. Doesn't look good with the fancy, with your dress coat.
Yes.
Right? Because
yes.
We have our work coats
yes.
on. And then that just throws it.
Yes, it's true.
Gloves are not warm.
No, they're not.
No.
So you're saying that we should just be wearing mittens?
Well, I don't know, a mitten, but like a ski mitt or something.
Ski mitt.
Like something like that, I think. Right? Because my hands were so cold. It's so crazy.
Well, I had the best omelet when I was in America.
What type of omelet did you have?
It was bacon and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a 3-egg omelet.
Good.
I feel like I ate 2 eggs.
You ate 2?
It was so big.
Did you eat all of it?
No.
You didn't eat the whole omelet?
I couldn't. It was so big.
Right? And that's my problem.
But it was really, really good.
But omelets don't get the respect that they deserve.
Yeah.
No. And they need, they should have more recognition.
They should.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, really, like, it's just not, like, an omelet does a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It, like you put all your favorites in it.
Yes.
And I just think it gets, I think, you know what, I think it just gets, like, snubbed by, Eggs Benedict. Right? And I love Eggs Benedict, right? Like, I love Eggs Benedict.
Well, because it comes with a sauce.
Okay. And my mom, when we were kids, she made Eggs Benedict all the time.
Uh-huh.
Right? She was a classy lady. Right?
She classy.
She classy. So we ate the Eggs Benedict. But it doesn't mean that we need to poo-poo the omelet.
Poo-poo.
I think people thumb their nose at the omelet over the
they
Eggs Benedict.
They look down their nose.
Right? Because the omelet's always on the back page of the menu too, right?
That's
true. There should just be like a sticky note. Oh, and omelets. That's what it seems, right? Oh, and omelets. And then you talk to the HHG and she's making a breakfast.
Yeah.
And she's making, what are you having for breakfast? Oh, Eggs Benedict. Oh my God. She's in her Hugh Hefner's with probably her little slippers. Her little slippers that probably have like little puffs of fur on them. And she's making Eggs Benny for the family.
Hugh Hefner.
Right? And making Eggs Benny for the family, right?
That's true.
And I'm having oatmeal from the package,
yeah.
Right? Can't keep up.
Okay. You sent me a strange message about Triscuits. And you just said, Triscuits, what is up with that?
That's my question.
And I'm like, it's a biscuit. It's like a cracker.
But it's gross.
Well, it's a wheat cracker.
But why do they exist? Who decided we needed a Triscuit? Was that because, okay, so was that before?
It's kind of healthy.
Really? Maybe. Wheat? It's very salty. So yes. I think it's not. Right? I think it can't be that not. Healthy. So was it, is it like Triscuit? Oh, we should have researched this, Samantha, but we're not really that podcast because we're not here to teach you anything. But it's like, I want to know what the Triscuit, like, was that the first ever, like, there's no other cracker but a Triscuit and people bought it because of that?
No, I feel like there was maybe a need for something that looked like a mini wheat, but it was flat like a cracker.
But they're horrible, hey?
But they're like a mini wheat.
It's not. It's.
It's kind of, except it's not sugar, it's salt.
Yeah, so that makes it not a mini wheat. Makes it nowhere near a mini wheat, actually. Let's just clarify that right now. It's not. So that's just my thing, is I think out of all of the, like if you walk down the aisle and you see all the crackers, who's still going to the Triscuit? Over like the vegetable things?
Well, I'm going to tell you, occasionally I buy a Triscuit.
You buy a Triscuit. What do you put on it? What do you eat?
Tastes good with cheese.
Well, don't they all? A vegetable thing? Sociable?
But it can handle the cheese. Like when you bite it, it stays intact.
Oh, do you think that's the reason?
Maybe.
That's the point to the Triscuit? It's a stay intact type of cracker? Is that how we see it?
It is a stay intact.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, okay. You never know.
I still think, dear Triscuit, what the fuck? Why? Why you? I don't know.
Okay. So you said the HHG
was
cooking with a twist.
Yeah, she's copycat.
What's up?
She's copying me. And I get the world is cooking with a twist. I get where this is all going, Samantha, right? 2019, everybody's cooking with a twist. I know.
But they don't go and a twist.
Maybe they do. I'm not in their kitchens. They very well could. It's hard to say. Yeah. So she was making breakfast, I don't know, one of her days off, and she was making pancakes with vanilla.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, that's not a twist. That's not new.
No.
Right? And this is what I think.
Oh, but she thought it was new?
No. I thought that she thought it was new. Yeah. Right?
Sorry. Yeah. You lost me.
I don't. She didn't
Who
say.
Thought, what was what?
She didn't say it was new. She said, oh my God, my pancakes are so good. And I said, how good can pancakes be? They're just pancakes. She's like, I added vanilla. And I'm like, oh, I see what she's doing. She's trying to add a twist. But that's not a new twist.
What? She didn't really say it was a twist. You just assumed it was a twist.
She didn't have
to. Do you add vanilla to your pancakes?
No, I just dump the water into the bowl because that's what Aunt Jemima says to do. So I just follow Aunt Jemima. I'm not making pancakes from scratch. So I don't know. Maybe that's the difference. Well,
I think that is
But
a
I don't
big
think
difference.
It's a twist.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's nothing new.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so on New Year's.
Yeah.
Was it an happy New Year's?
Of course it was an happy New Year's.
Yeah?
Yeah. Happy New Year's Eve? Happy New Year's Day? No, not happy New Year's Day. Happy New Year's Day was, that freaking pot roast. That pork loin roast. What the hell is with that thing? All of a sudden, like, what is that? Dear Mike Gibson, that's getting you no brownie points. That's stressing your wife out.
I thought it was funny because I'm like, she's not going to cope.
Like, okay, I could do a turkey. I could do a chicken. And I could do a roast beef. But then it's a pork loin. What is that even? It worked out fine. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to. I was like, and then it says to sear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, according to Chef Mike Gibson, well, why would we do that? And I'm like, how about you just make the stupid thing, right? I didn't go, but I never once did I put pork. I didn't put pork roast on the list, dear. Right? But yes, it was Appy's. But now we're on back to Appy's. My mind is everywhere, Samantha. That's crazy. It's because it's minus 40, right? So yeah, but now we're on a 3-week appetizer hiatus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right? Because now we don't eat appetizers till the Super Bowl.
And that's?
February 3rd.
And who's playing?
Oh, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
I have a good hunch who isn't playing, but I don't know for sure who is playing.
Well.
I'm just saying.
According to the American boyfriend. He's hoping it's his Eagles.
I tell you know what? Here's the thing, right?
Okay, but so, I got schooled about the Eagles.
Listen, just between me and you, okay? This is just right now, friends of the podcast. This is just between me and Samantha. They're not going to get past this week. That's the problem.
Everybody says they're not going to get
they
past
really
New Orleans.
They really didn't get past last week. That was just like a fluke. Like if you were a betting person, you would have never ever bet. The chances of that dude kicking the ball with no time and it hitting the pole and then it becoming a dead ball is none.
None.
Except for last Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was like watching the game, right? Because, you know, I like football.
Yeah.
And I was watching it. And I was cheering for the Eagles because out of respect for John,
yeah.
Cheering for the Eagles. But then I saw, Eagles blew it and there's still like 2 minutes left. It's done. And so I said to Mike, I said, what's going on to the computer? So I'm going into the other room. And then all of a sudden Mike's, all I hear is, no fucking way. Came back. He's like, somehow they won. Right? And then he was explaining it, and I'm like, oh my God, but they're not going to get, they're not repeating as Super Bowl champs.
No.
No. Dear John, find another team. Right? That's why I'm going there. Right? You can love your Eagles, but when they lose this weekend, you need to find another team to cheer for.
He will.
Right?
I'm sure he will.
And it can't be the team that lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Right? I get it. I get he loves them just like I love my Jays.
You're poking the bear.
Well, you know what? Hi, I feel that I feel this bear gets poked lots of times too, right? And I get it. I get it. I'm not saying I don't. Right. I'm just. Nah.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. But it's a good excuse to have appies.
Uh huh. Yeah. But on my vacation, I did watch a lot of Netflix.
Did you? Did you binge watch?
Yeah.
Do you know, Samantha, that I think I watched more movies when there was Blockbuster than I do, even though I have Netflix?
You actually physically left your home to go and rent a video.
We did. Yeah.
That was something you did more frequently than turning to Netflix on your TV.
Here's my problem.
That's attached to the remote.
Yeah, because here's my problem. Netflix needs to be in the guide. Netflix needs to be channel 222, not separate. Because
seriously?
Yeah, because it's
separate.
You're
lazy?
I don't go to it.
You're lazy.
I don't go to
it. You're lazy with the TV remote. It is lazy enough. We don't get up to change the channel anymore.
I know.
It's in your hand.
But it's a different, it's an arrow.
Oh, sweet mother of
God. It's an arrow over on my TV.
Oh, my God.
And I don't just see it, so it's out of sight, out of mind. Right? And it just seems like, you know what? Up and down is so much easier than over. I don't seem to watch the Netflix as much as...
Over. It's just...
I said to Mike,
too much.
I said to Mike, do we even watch it enough to even have it? He says we do.
Okay.
I'm like, well, it must be you then.
Obviously, he is.
He is.
And you are not.
I am not, right? And Fake Cat Maggie's not, even though she's got a profile. But she's not watching it either. I should check one day to see what shows she watches. I've never checked.
Right? It's all the weird
shit. And then there's another one. It's called Kids. And I'm like, what... Who's Kids?
No, I have kids. I have a kids one too.
Okay.
It automatically comes with Kids.
Okay. Does yours come with Fake Cat Maggie?
No.
Or Maggie's got her own. Right? Mike's got his own. And you know what? I'm not even brave enough to even go see what is in there. Right? I have one. And I think it's just shit he put there.
Yeah, probably.
Because I don't even know what that means. And then Maggie's got one.
Oh, my God.
So crazy, hey?
Okay.
I don't know.
So you and the AJC had a little bit of fun.
Yes.
Yeah. About... Okay.
Samantha.
Words and syllables.
And you're like a word
what does
snob.
That mean?
You're
yes.
a word snob, right?
What are you talking
so
about?
So it made me really laugh when I thought about it. Okay, so here's the thing, right? Is that, I don't know, I think I speak fine, and I think I can say the words properly.
Yes.
So somehow, I was just telling her a story, and I was saying how somebody's husband was an engineer.
It's an engineer.
Engineer.
It's engineer.
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 Engineer. And she just, like... I don't understand the reaction whatsoever.
Because you're saying it wrong.
I'm saying it engineer.
It's not. It's engineer.
I know. Engineer.
No, you're saying as if it's an I.
I'm spelling it with an E.
I know. But
engineer.
But you're saying it wrong.
I don't know.
It's engineer.
Engineer.
It's engineer.
What do you do for a living? I'm an engineer.
I'm an engineer.
Right?
I'm an engineer.
That's... Is that my Ontario accent?
Yes,
I don't know.
Apparently.
So the HHG, like you, she's doubled over. She's spitting her coffee out. And I'm like, what is so funny? I'm like, I don't even get it. Engineer. And then that's...
Engineer.
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 No.
And then it got us talking about syllables.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because you know how I hate things that get shortened.
Yes, you do.
Right? Like I hate Lise. When it's just one syllable, it's just Lisa.
I called someone Aim today.
Oh,
her name is Amy.
It would drive me
There's
crazy.
A Y.
So then that got me thinking about words with syllables.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Chocolate. How many?
Chocolate.
You don't say it like that. Chocolate. One syllable. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
It should just be C-H-O-C-L-A-T-E. Chocolate.
Not everything can be one syllable.
Done.
Lisa.
Yet. Sam.
Over.
Car.
Over it.
Cat. Dog. Apparently I like three-letter words. That's what I'm finding out right now. But I don't know. So it was just really, it was just bizarre. And it was just funny. And I'm like, chocolate. Because it should be how you say it.
January is a tough month in retail, isn't it?
The things we find to just kind of get ourselves laughing with. You know, which is kind of funny. But you know what else she did? She was on the shopping network.
Oh.
Because she does that, right?
She is that girl.
She's a little bit shopping, right? Mm-hmm. Shopping on the shopping network. She sent me a picture, and it was of chocolate that's, I'm assuming, made from goat's milk, because it's called goat poop.
Why would you name something like that?
Why does chocolate have to look like poops?
I don't know.
And then I thought, if you had to eat a poop, mm-hmm. what poop would you eat?
I'm not eating poop.
You have to.
No.
You have to.
No.
Can you just play the game?
No.
Yes. Just play the game. If you had
disgusting.
To eat a... I know that. I'm not saying like your poop, but if you had to eat a poop.
No.
Pick a poop.
You.
You're going to eat my poop?
No.
That's nasty.
You pick your... You pick
rabbit.
It.
Rabbit. Just little.
Those are little pellets.
Well, I'm not... I didn't say it had to be like cow shit.
Just the saying. Thought of it makes me want to throw up.
I know, right? But it was goat poop.
Ugh.
And it was like $20 for like a little... container of goat poop.
Because it's very special goat poop.
Belgian chocolate
goat poop.
Goat poop, apparently.
That sounds so weird.
I know. And then I thought, dear chocolate, why do you gotta look like poop? Why do you gotta take something that's so good and make it look so...
disgusting.
Like poopish. Yeah. That's all. That's all, Samantha.
Okay.
Okay.
Lisa?
Samantha.
Would you rather be overthanked or underthanked?
Overthanked. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Even if you didn't deserve it?
Yeah. I'll take the thanks. I'll take the thanks for 100, Alex. Thanks for 100. Why, would you rather be underthanked?
I don't think I'm as needy as you are.
I want to be thanked. Sometimes I feel like I need to be thanked more than what I'm thanked. That's probably why I was wondering about that topic. Right? Like, don't you ever just think, you know what? I think maybe that deserved a thank you. And then you didn't get one? Right?
Are you vocal to the person who you feel did not thank
as
you?
As they walk away, you're welcome. Sometimes I've known to be. Yes. Every now and then I've been. Every now and then I've been known to throw out a you're welcome. Because right? I just think that deserved
God.
A thank you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and people, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't like the underthinking.
Uh huh.
Yeah. See, that makes you have a cold heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
Okay.
So, taking personal days.
Yeah. Like at work?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
Do you feel like you have to explain why you're taking a personal day?
Or not.
Should people just respect the fact that it's a personal day?
It's my personal day. Right? So, it's my personal business.
Day.
Right? Personal day. Let's do it in syllables.
Personal day.
Right? That's four altogether. Right? It's my personal day. I feel it's none of your goddamn business.
There's another one.
Right?
Goddamn business.
If I choose to share it,
yes.
That's up to me.
Yes.
But I don't think you should be asking.
No.
If it's a sick day, if you say, oh, I'm taking a sick day, oh, what's wrong? That makes sense because I'm sick.
Because you're sick.
Taking a personal day, oh, how come? It's none of your goddamn business. If I want you to know, I'll let you know.
Chill, baby, chill.
Yeah, right? Relax with that. Yeah. That bugs me a little bit. Because it's personal. How do you know? You know, maybe I'm staying home and having marathon sex today. I'm not. I promise you I'm not. I promise you I'm never taking time off work for that. But maybe it's something that personal.
Oh, and Mike would be so surprised.
And dead. Because he will have died and gone to heaven, Samantha.
This is true.
Right?
This is true.
Yeah, pretty sure no.
Okay, but speaking of dying and going to heaven... You sent a very strange picture to my boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Because you know what? Don't taunt me with the straws when I can up your taunt with a pretzel. Right? Mr. Pretzels in Saskatoon.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's heaven.
It's heaven.
It's heaven.
Heaven.
It's heaven, Samantha. It's so good. It's, you know what a pretzel is?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for...
Like, you know, like, they're shaped.
Looking at me like I didn't.
You know, like, they're shaped. But these guys, they got all these flavors, hey?
Oh.
Yeah, they got, like, sweet ones and they got savory.
Okay.
Is that the same, sweet and savory? Same?
Different.
Different, okay.
Different.
They have those.
Okay.
Right? So just and they're only $3.75. It's a pretty darn good deal. It's a big mother of a pretzel. And you can get... I've had a few. And they're so soft and gushy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. HHG had one. I posted it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Right? Because she never eats bad.
No, she never eats
And she
eats
came back
bread.
With two. And she was like, and then I didn't finish mine. And she's like, ah. My
well,
girl needs to eat.
She had been on the keto for a while.
She'd been on the keto for a while. I'm like, girl, you need to eat. Right? But they're so good. Next time you come to the mall.
Okay.
I'll even treat. I will even
okay,
buy
so
you
okay, so it's
one.
Being recorded.
I will buy you a $3.75 or $3.75 pretzel. So
got
good.
It.
Go to Mr. Pretzel.
Okay.
Yeah, so wonderful. So wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, no, I want to ask it.
Okay.
I got it. It's my question.
All right.
Okay. Because my commentary on the world lately is that we're very lazy. Right?
You shouldn't be including yourself in that.
If there's a shortcut, we'll take it. Right?
Yeah.
So my question, Samantha, steeped tea.
Uh-huh.
Did that become an invention because we became too lazy to remove the tea bag?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was just needing there to be some scientific...
Did we not just talk about the remote?
Mm.
We have done things...
And we're clap off,
yes.
Clapper. Yeah.
In North America, if we can find a exit strategy that is like quicker than quick...
We're there.
We're there.
So that's the reason.
Yes.
Because it's no different.
No.
Like the steep tea that I get every day from the Tim Hortons.
We just don't want to dunk.
We just don't want to dunk.
Squeeze.
It's the squeeze. I think it's the squeeze.
Add the sugar. Add the cream.
Huh.
Or the
milk. So it's not like it's like fancy.
No.
It's not like it's
lazy.
So it's not ritzy.
No.
It's lazy.
It's lazy.
That was I was wondering.
North America, we lazy.
We go to steep tea now.
Yeah.
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 Huh.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. That's all.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
I know, right? Yeah.
Okay.
She's away right now.
The HHG.
She's away.
She's
away.
Okay. Because you wouldn't ask her, and
I didn't want to. I didn't
want to
ask. Because
her.
I felt like we should have known. Right?
Okay.
Because that's what it implied that we knew.
Okay.
So I didn't have the heart to ask.
The HHG, she was snapping in the airport.
In the airport in New York.
Yes.
Yes.
And I didn't understand it.
Well, I understood some of it, but I didn't understand a lot. Some of it
okay.
I didn't.
Dunkin' Donuts. You didn't get the memo. What memo?
What memo?
What memo?
What memo didn't the Dunkin' Donuts get? Because we like... Dear HHG.
And then you wouldn't ask her.
You're like, ask her. I'm like, I'm not. Sounds like we're supposed to know. And then I was trying to like recall conversations. And I'm like, I don't even remember talking about Dunkin' Donuts. But here's the thing, dear HHG. What was the memo? Because we looked at the picture. We scoured the picture.
Yeah.
No, it's a Dunkin' Donuts. I
we
see
didn't
people.
Get it. We didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
We weren't smart enough
we
to
weren't.
Get it.
No. No.
And then, was there another one?
She was, remember, because she was doing, she was Make America Great Again shirts. She was Donald Trump accessories. But that we got.
That we got.
That we got.
Yeah, and the shot glasses.
And the shot glasses.
We understood that.
And she's getting me a Michelle Obama bobblehead.
Yes.
And I understood that.
That's very exciting.
It was really just a Dunkin' Donut one.
It was, and like, I was like, I
know. And you're like, ask. I'm like, mm-mm. I think we're supposed to know. Part of being a good friend is knowing.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like.
Okay, but in the prep for this trip.
Yes.
She needed to shop.
Yeah, she did.
And she revealed something to you.
Yes.
That was a little odd.
So I said to her, just like all good people would do, I said, what size? Right? Because she was looking for pants.
She's looking for pants.
What size? She said 4. I looked at her. And friends of the podcast, the HHG, she's not a big girl.
No, she's not.
She's like a 6 or an 8.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
She's tiny.
Yes.
And then you put her between us. She, like stick. Right? So I said, size 4. And she's like, well, that's the size I want to be. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, I shop by what size I want to be, but I try on by what size I am. Right? Right? So when she goes shopping, she's shopping for what size she hopes.
Uh-huh.
And then when she goes trying, she tries what she is.
That makes no sense.
Mm. Do we always think that everything that makes sense with the HHG? Sometimes she goes to the beat of her own drummer, right?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so funny, though?
That is so weird.
I know. And I said to her, I said, listen, first off, you're 50. You don't ever get to be a size 4 now. Those days are done.
They're done.
Right? Because now we're in our menopausal years.
Ugh.
Right? And it means that weight is settling where we don't want it to settle, no matter what our size is.
Yeah.
That's just what's happening.
I feel like mine is settling in my thumb.
You're getting a fat thumb?
I'm getting a fat thumb.
Really? That's where you feel it's settled? That's where you feel your weight settled, Samantha? Is in your thumb? All right, let's go with that. Right? Let's go with that.
That's funny.
Let's go with your thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear Samantha, you got a fat thumb.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought something looked different. Haven't seen you for a week. I'm like, what? Now, thank you. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's her thumb.
Uh-huh.
It got fat.
Okay. Stock.
Oh, yes.
You're on your own.
I got, yeah, right?
And you're not good at it.
I got no HHG. At work.
And because I was told that there was a new collection coming.
New collection. I got no Nadira. Right? Nadira's organized, right? I still got the other girls, and that's great. Uh-huh. But it's all on my shoulders, yes. Right? And I'm not good at stuff. You know that from years. I'm uncoordinated. I'm not fast.
You get bored really quick.
I like to talk, and I can't talk and work at the same time, right? I've never claimed that that's my strong suit.
You suck at it.
But, oh my God, I have a new skill. I am the world's best separator.
Of what?
Of the stock. So it all comes in, right? And so we only put one size run on the floor. Mm-hmm. But as you do it, you unpack. Ready? This is, might even work at your work. I don't know. So you unpack the box, uh-huh. Right? 16, 16. 14, 14. 12, 12, 12. 10. And you separate it. Uh-huh. And then you put it away. Uh-huh. I'm like smoking. Mix so fast. I was going through those boxes so quick. I had them all separated. Dun, dun, dun. I'm like, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was so weird.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's hard to believe, hey? No. I'm like the fastest separator, right? Because I don't have to hang it. I don't have to unpack it. I don't have to put a Millie tag on it. I just got to just separate it and then give it to the people to do.
Give it to the
people. Yeah, I was really, really, really good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself, actually. Really impressed.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to ask because I brought you a present from America.
I know.
America.
It's fantastic.
Because I went shopping at Target.
Target.
Yes.
Yes.
And I went, oddly enough, down the Pop-Tart aisle.
Thank you. And they're so good.
And all of a sudden, I was looking for something else, and I turned around, and I'm like, oh, Pop-Tarts. Huh. Uh-huh. Limited edition Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Scooped a couple for you.
You did, and I've already almost devoured one box.
Shut up.
Yeah. They're a limited edition, Samantha. So first thing, dear Canadian Pop-Tart people, we need to up our game. We have like three flavors. These are a limited edition. And oh my God.
They're good.
They haven't been around for 10 years.
Oh.
They brought them back in April.
Huh?
I needed to learn a little bit about these wonderful things. You brought me two boxes. Uh-huh. You brought me frosted strawberry and drizzled cheesecake. And the other box was drizzled sugar cookie and frosted brownie batter. Uh-huh. So what I've devoured is the frosted brownie batter drizzled sugar cookie. And they're called splits.
Splits.
Yeah. So because on one side is one flavor and on the other side is the other flavor.
How do you eat them?
Good question. You can either bite down the middle. You can snack on each side separately. Or I guess if you were like really ambitious, you could fold it in half and get all of it.
Oh.
How do I eat them? Uh-huh. I snack on each side separately.
Oh, yeah.
But I did do down the middle too. So good. I'm like, this is like brilliant. Thank you, Pop-Tarts. Thank you, Samantha. I love my souvenir.
It's going to be gone in another week.
It's going to be gone. Oh, yeah. The next box is almost gone now. I know. So crazy.
Can you talk about it?
I don't know if I can.
Are you sure?
A little bit. I'm a little bit sure.
Well, because you're getting...
I don't know what we're going to do.
You got a little weepy about something that's not happening yet.
But it's
going to
happen.
I know, but it's not going to happen
yet. But it's
going to
happen soon.
She'll live like her mama
for
a very long time.
But you know what? Here's the thing. So the CBC put out an 8-part documentary on my girl, the queen. Starts right from the beginning. Right? And right to the end. And I was good, right? Watching it. Yeah. Goes through the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it.
Yeah.
Watching it. On the 8th one, oh, Samantha, we need to start preparing ourselves.
I'm not.
Our girl.
Preparing myself for the queen's death.
Our girl isn't going to be with us forever.
Well, how old is she now?
She's like 92.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. She's not going to be with us forever. And I cried through all of it.
Did you really?
Yes. I take my glasses off and I had my Kleenex. And all I kept thinking was, thank God Mike's sleeping. Because this is really embarrassing. But it's my girl. And then I thought, how am I ever going to cope?
I don't know.
With you in England. Because we're gonna go and pay our respects. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We have to pay our respects.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Queen Mum had 1 million people come out.
That's pretty good.
I know, right?
That's
Isn't
really
that crazy?
Good.
Yeah. So that's my thing.
All right.
All right. I can't talk about it. I'll get teary.
All right.
Okay, you weren't even around because you were coming back from your trip.
I know. I missed the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I watched them. I got two things.
Uh-huh.
First off, Carol Burnett, she won an award named after herself.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Nobody
she's
better.
Funny.
She's so classy and so funny.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
All my heart.
And we've seen her live.
Yes, we have. And we'll see her again if she comes around. But my bigger issue, not only about the award show, Jamie Lee Curtis. My second issue, you. So, friends of the podcast.
Why? Because I told
you. Friends of the podcast, if you did not see the Golden Globes, Google Jamie Lee Curtis Golden Globes 2019. It's going to bring up a picture. And it's not a very flattering one.
I didn't think she looked bad.
So I kept showing you the picture. Like as though you were at the AI exam. I'm like, this picture? And it would be the ugly one. Or this picture. And you're like, that
this
picture.
One or this one?
Yeah, and you're like, this one. I'm like,
this one?
And I had to keep doing it because I'm like, obviously you're not seeing what I'm seeing. What the hell was with her? She's now like 185?
No, she's not.
That wasn't elegant. It was horrible.
No.
Her hair was white as the new fallen snow. And all she did was take a brush and brush it all back. She used to be funky with funky hair. Mm-hmm. And
so you felt it made her look old.
I felt it made her look old and ugly. Huh. I hated it. Hmm. That's my. And then I
didn't
hated
the same reaction.
Which made no sense. Well, maybe it does. I don't know.
Shut
it's
up.
It's hard to say. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it does. But I don't know. That was my thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What?
Well, are you going to talk about what you're going to invent for January?
What I'm going to invent for January?
Yeah.
I'm not inventing what I want.
I've never heard of it before.
Well, what there needs to be, because the whole issue, right, is that we hate January.
Yes.
Right? Everybody hates January. So, dear January, why don't you make an advent calendar that gives people a reason to get out of bed? Right? Because that's what December does. The advent calendar gives me a reason to get out of bed. I can go, ooh, chocolate.
You eat your advent calendar before the end.
I know that, but I'm just
saying. You don't
saying.
Even, like, use it properly.
I do, too.
No, you don't.
Well, okay, I don't. But I did. I used to years ago. Years and years.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I never did.
Oh, give me a fucking break. You've never practiced the rules of advent calendar.
I have, but I wouldn't January.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, because I would need that to get through. You couldn't, because you can't rush January. You couldn't rush January like you can November, December, because January's still there.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I think we need, is I think we need an advent calendar for January.
Okay.
Right? So every day you wake up and you're like, oh, chocolate.
Well, I have something that you can look forward to.
No, I'm not looking forward to this at all.
Because it got posted on our Facebook
today.
It did.
By John.
John.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Had to post it.
Jerk.
Yeah. A little jerkish.
It was.
Not good.
It was an article called Januhairy.
Januhairy.
And it was a girl who has lifted her arm up so she could show off her hairy armpit.
The very fact that he put, that he asked if we were going to participate. Right there, jerk. That was jerky. It was jerky. Right? No, we're not participating.
No, we're not participating.
The only person that I will allow in my heart to be a hairy woman is the dirty hippie.
The dirty hippie.
And I'm not excited about that. I still think that if she spent a whole day with us, we could persuade her to just shave. Right?
I don't think we
not,
could.
Not dip and dive whatever she does. Right? To just shave. And but that's the only person I'm going to make an exception for.
It was not
for
me. It was a good one. And I saw the post first. And I'm like, have you seen this?
Like, nope. And then I replied, nope, 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 nope. And I get the whole, oh, I don't want to shave my legs because nobody's going to see. No, right? It's still part of being hygienically.
Yeah. The whole point of this was, I guess, was, ladies, now you have a month where you can grow your hair, just like in November. It's called Movember for the men.
I'd rather have a month where I didn't have to wear a bra and nobody gave a shit. I would take you up on that month and that would be horrific.
God.
It would be horrible.
Okay, what month could that be?
Right? Should still be in the winter where we have just like...
we have lots of layers.
Right? Like it can't be summer where it's just tank top
weather. No, December still wouldn't be good.
No, March?
February?
Maybe February.
Because it's like Valentine's Day. Yeah. So if you weren't wearing your bra, it was like, whoo, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it. Hey, exactly.
Shorter month?
Maybe shorter
only
month.
Only 28 days. Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather that day exist.
Feb booby wary
or something like that. Hey, let's call it that. Feb booby wary.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but the whole point of the Januhairy, which was started by a woman in the UK, was that she just wanted to go al fresco. She wanted to see what her natural hair felt like. Mm. And it was natural hair in all parts.
Mm.
All the parts.
Right. And I get over the years, it's been okay in some parts to be more in other parts. But in 2019... Less is more.
You know what, people? Do you.
Right?
Just do you. It's
I
okay.
I don't know. But my only thing is that there's very few things that separate women from men.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a penis. The rest is the addition of extra body hair. Right? So I'm clinging on to that, right? I'm clinging on to that.
Oh my God.
But that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like, we invent such strange things.
We do.
To entertain ourselves in January.
Yeah, because everybody hates it.
Everybody hates January. And you know what? Maybe it gets a bad rap. It's hard to say.
I don't know. Does it get a bad rap?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't enjoy January. I like...
I know.
Tick it off quickly.
Yeah, yeah, get through it.
Let's get through it.
Like, I think January should be the shortest month.
It should.
Why can't January be February? And have it only 28 or 29 days?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Who made that decision?
I don't know. But you know what I hate about January? I hate bills.
Yes, because now it's Christmas.
Yeah, and
Christmas,
you know what?
Comes to haunt
and
you.
Actually, no. What I hate more than bills is being reminded by the other roommate in my home about the bills.
You mean your husband?
Yes. Right? Because now I hear about the bills. Right?
Yeah.
I hear he seems to be a little more verbal about the bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what, Lisa?
Tell me.
To beat that, just smile.
Just smile.
Smile.
Mm.
It's okay, honey.
It's okay.
We can pay for it.
We're good. Right? I'll pay your bill. I'll pay your bill. We'll just pay your bills.
You know what? You could give him something to look forward to. Wink, wow. Wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, no, thank you. No.
He might appreciate the bills more.
Then he better get buying some stuff. No, you know what? And it's too cold.
It's going to be cold now till May.
And you know what? Now as we get older, that's all I thought today when we were walking to the car. I'm like, God, it's cold.
Fucking cold.
So cold. It kind of feels like a bit of a slap in the face.
It is a slap in the face.
Yeah, right? Like Mother Nature's just being a bit of a bag. You know what else? You know what else I hate?
Huh?
I hate the fact that what I bought in December is now cheaper. I hate that.
Yes.
I mean, I get that, right? I work in retail.
It is.
So
totally
I understand how that happens. But I hate that.
I know. It's going to happen,
though. What else do you hate?
Well, I'm going on the route of I don't hate it.
Oh.
Because I'm going to cope.
You're going to cope?
Yes. Because you know what I'm going to get you to do?
Tell me.
I'm going to get you to lie down on the floor with your legs raised.
That seems like an awkward request, Samantha. But, okay.
If you lie...
What is 2019 the year of trying things new? Right? And we're friends.
I'm not saying together.
Okay.
No.
Okay, good.
It's supposed to, if you lie flat on the floor with your legs raised against like a chair or a wall, it is supposed to open up your energy channels. Stay with
me. I'm good. Okay.
Open up your energy channel.
You already lost me. Okay.
And it calms you and brings you to your center.
Nothing lying on the floor.
My.
There's nothing about lying on the floor that makes me feel calm. Makes me, you know what it does? It brings me a lot of angst because then I think I got to get up.
Well, and you're not, you know, a woman that's very
agile anymore. I'm not agile. I'm not flexible. I'd be there still in July. I'll still be laying on the floor. Right, using my personal days because I can't get up. Right? But don't ask. It's none of your goddamn business. Interesting. Yeah, I probably won't try that one.
Okay, but you could turn up the tunes.
The what?
You could turn up the tunes.
The tunes? Like the music?
Music.
I like news. I like the news.
Fine, turn up your news.
I'll turn up my news.
Turn
woohoo!
Up your news.
Turn up Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And listen to some upbeat and cheery news. Since when has news been upbeat and cheery?
Well, certainly hasn't been that for a
you
while.
You are not going to cope through January.
I don't think I'm going to.
You got to follow the list.
You know what else I hate? I hate the fact that kids are back on my bus.
Well, that was inevitable.
Kids are on the bus.
That's like, come on.
I hate them. I hate every one of them. Every morning, we're all at the bus stop and we're waiting. And they all think because they're in like the little hut that they get on the bus first. No, you don't. I get on the bus first. I tell you, I'm like a bully, hey? I don't say anything, but I look it. I looked up hard. I got the face on. I got my earbuds in. And Mike's like, what do you listen to? Nothing, but they don't know that. This is my don't talk to me look. Right? And then I get on that bus first. And I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Really? Mom and daughter?
Oh.
No. No. Mom and baby? Sorry.
No.
Yeah, take the 9. Take
you
the 9 o'clock.
So bad.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And I hate the fact that it's always dark.
You need to get some sun.
I need some sun?
They suggest that.
Okay.
Get some sun.
Yeah, where?
Take a holiday.
Yeah, I think I'd burn to death. I would burn to death in a hot place, Samantha.
Yes, you would.
Right? I would
you burn here.
I'd burn to death here. Imagine me like in Jamaica.
Okay. No.
Right?
No.
No.
Okay, but you know what I do believe on this one?
What?
You should declutter.
I don't need to
This will beat your January.
I don't need to declutter.
Okay, but I watched the Maria Kondo on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I binge-watched her series.
Of course you did.
Oh, my God.
You need to declutter. I don't need to declutter. Mike took a big box of food to the food bank like the week before Christmas. He was giving me a ride to work. I'm like, where are you going with my food? Why are you taking, like, is my food coming to work? Like, is my food coming to work? Where are you going with my food? He did. He had a big box. I'm like, where's my food going? He's like, I'm taking it to the food bank. I'm like, why? Like, I get it. It's important for sure. Yes. I'm like, why? He's like, because it's about to expire in the next 2 months.
Then 2 months?
2 months. Oh my God. A big thing of like saltine crackers. I can eat those still. I don't have issues 2 months, right? 2 months, I'm still good.
He was like, nope.
Nope, I'm taking it. Like, that's all I thought. Where are we? Like, where? Why? Is it take my food to work day? What is it? And then all that shit got put back on the grocery list the next week.
Yes, of course.
Right? 'Cause it had to be replaced.
Yes.
And I get, yes, good to give it to the food bank.
Yes.
Like, I think that's awesome. But can it wait a little longer? Can I try to eat it
you
first?
You know what? He was doing something for someone else.
Yes, he was.
He was already in the January spirit.
He was already in the January spirit.
Aww.
Yeah, he's a good guy that way.
That is so sweet.
So weird. That's all I thought. Like, where are you taking my food? Right? Right?
Oh, my God.
That's all I thought.
You know what, Lisa?
What?
You should just get together with friends.
Well, I do that. I'm together with you right now.
I know.
All right? And then once the HHG gets back, oh, she's got plans. We're going to bingo. We're going to the auction.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to bingo.
We're going to eat. We're going to do this. She said, you know what she said to me the other day? That 2019 needs to be the sequel to Curious George. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? And she's like, because let's make it curious to see how Lisa and Sam deal with this. Curious to see how Lisa and Sam deal with that. Curious to see if they'll do this. She got plans.
Oh, my God.
She's got plans.
I'm going to freaking hate it.
Yeah, I know you are.
So guess what? I'm going to take this advice from this random thing to help me through January. I'm going to laugh because I got nothing else.
Yeah, but I think
she's going to make me do stuff.
You're going to need that all for the year, though, okay? So remember that.
Oh, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, you're going to be.
No.
That's kind of funny. I have some, I got some couple interesting things for you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you know these are things that January is known for?
Oh.
Did you know that it's known? And I think it's important because if you didn't know this, then you need to like heed the warning, okay?
Heed.
Yeah. Did you know that January is National Bath Safety Month? Bath.
I didn't realize that we had to be safe.
In the bath?
Yes.
You didn't realize you need to be safe? You can drown in the bath. I'm not saying we can drown in a bath.
I didn't realize that drowning in a bath was a thing.
For babies.
I'm not a baby.
I know that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it's National Bath Safety Month. So if you are bathing in the bathtub, Samantha, be careful.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Did you know it's Fat-Free Living Month?
That's exciting.
Yeah, not doing that.
Fat-free what?
I don't know. Just said fat-free. Like fat-free yogurt? Okay. I could do that. I could do some things fat-free, maybe.
Yeah.
Could I? I don't know if I could. Mm-hmm. I probably can't.
Okay.
Okay. It's Hot Tea Month.
Hi, it's January.
Hi.
Of course, it's hot whatever month.
It's oatmeal month. Oh, that excited me because I love good oatmeal. It's, you know what it is?
Uh-huh.
It's thank you month. So, Samantha, thank you.
Lisa, you're welcome.
No, you're supposed to thank me back. Nice. It's slow cooking month.
Like,
I don't know.
Because you're lazy and you can't.
I don't know if that is that. I think that's what it means. Or is it slow? Because it didn't say slow cooker. It's slow cooking. So don't get me wrong, right? I'm cooking slow. I'll do that one. And here's the most important one. It's Stalking Awareness Month. Not stalking as in pantyhose. Like stalker. Be aware of your surroundings.
Really?
You're welcome. You're welcome, Samantha.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we were talking about January.
Yeah.
I just found some interesting ways to maybe get me through the month.
Okay.
Because I struggle.
You need them. You do.
I'm going to sleep through it.
You become super cranky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm going to sleep through it.
Okay.
And I'm only going to get
January.
Up. Yeah. I'm only going to get up for work and go to the bathroom.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God you're getting up to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's dark more than it's light.
I know that.
So really, sleeping's a no-brainer.
But you could put a Pampers on and just sleep and not even have to worry.
Pampers? Right? You need a Depends.
Well, is that what they are? Yeah, I guess the Pampers are for babies.
Or, another suggestion.
Yeah.
You could obsess over Netflix and only stop to go to work and sleep because, hi, that's just another thing, go to sleep. But you could binge series after series, and by the time you're done...
You did that last year, you started
doing
that.
Doing every series, it's February.
You started doing that last year, remember?
I know.
You got Netflix in January.
Oh, my God, it was so much fun.
You got more than three channels.
Oh, my God, that's when I started watching The Crown.
Yes.
It was very exciting.
Yes.
And you can just eat constantly.
Yes, you can.
So really, you're just going to get fat and sit on the couch. And really, that just involves sleeping and watching TV. So yeah. Hi, it's three things in
and
one.
And then all of a sudden, you just grow into your couch. Right?
Right.
Right? And the spring comes and we just peel you off. Once man's the time to get up.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Or, even more exciting.
Okay.
Pretend you're part of a reality TV show and act like you're being filmed 24/7.
What to
but
that?
Shit gets weird when you need to shower.
Yeah, Big Brother. Then you just shower, and then the world watches you. That seems weird. Seems like a porno channel.
Yeah.
Right? That seems awkward.
Okay. Or you could drive to a small town on your time off, and pretend you're part of the town folk.
Let's do that. Hey,
or,
I got an idea. No, back it up. I got an idea. Let's do that. Let's go on a road trip and let's go to like all the church suppers.
No.
Why?
No.
You can have like ham.
That's weird.
You can have like roast beef.
No, that's weird.
That sounds good.
That's weird. Or we could go to do a pilgrimage to the fake real town of Corner Gas.
Oh.
Because that's here in Saskatchewan.
Yes,
you know?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
One more thing.
Okay.
Might be my most favorite.
Okay.
Set up your home as if you're on a vacation.
It makes no sense.
Yes.
How?
You jack up your heat.
Oh my
God. Grab some fake palm trees. Plug in some summer tunes. Get your favorite foods and drink and clothing going on. Go get a fake tan. Get a pedicure.
Put your bathing suit on and go in the tub. Right?
And pretend you're on vacation.
Nah, that seems weird.
Might get you through January.
I think
that. Or at least through one day.
Maybe through one day. Let me know how that date goes
Come
for you.
Come on.
Really?
Those are really good.
Well, okay. Just the whole, like, jacking up the heat right there. You lost me.
Why?
I don't need the heat to be jacked up anymore.
That's true.
Do we need that?
You live in the Sahara Desert already.
I live in the Sahara Desert already. Okay, I have some fun facts for you.
All right.
All right. Did you know that January was named after the Roman god Janus? Dude had two heads. One head looked forward. One head looked back.
Makes sense, January.
Weird, hey? Did you know that more couples separate and divorce in January?
Well, they endured Christmas.
Dear Mike, when's your vacation over?
Don't.
It's been on vacation this whole week.
I know.
Ah.
You'll be fine.
It's a lot of Mike Gibson.
Yeah.
And I love him dearly. But we live in a world where we work separately, where we don't see each other all day.
Stop it.
Okay. Did you know that January 1st is the furthest away and the closest day to December 31st?
Uh-huh.
That's weird, hey?
Yeah.
When you think of it that way?
Uh-huh.
Did you know it's my half birthday? I turned 49 because
my
birthday's July 1st and I turned 49 and a half.
Yes, Lisa.
So I'm now officially closer to 50 than I was before January 1st.
You already turned 50, so that's okay.
When it's not a leap year, January begins on the same day as October. When it is a leap year, it begins on the same day as April and July. Who knew that?
Odd.
Weird, eh?
Are we in a leap year?
I think this year's a leap year.
Huh.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what that means, but
I don't know what that means either.
But it's something. Is that Pancake Day?
No, it's not.
Is that Pancake Day?
What are you talking about?
Well, when you remember and there's like the Tuesday and you eat the pancakes?
That's religious. That's Easter.
God ate pancakes? Is that what happened?
Stop it.
I don't know.
Like Shrove Tuesday or I don't know.
Yeah, and you eat the pancakes.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry. That's all I got for you.
It's so bad.
That's all I got for you, Samantha.
All right, Lisa.
Right.
It's time to ask people.
Oh, come on, people.
If you love us.
And if you really love us.
Please share us.
If you can tolerate us. If you don't hate us. If you think we're okay.
If we think we're okay, kind of.
Share us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and you know what else we need people to do, Samantha?
Mm.
We need people. People are listening to the podcast. But we need them to subscribe.
Oh.
Right? So you need, friends of the podcast, whenever you go to, wherever you find us, however you listen to us on iTunes, you got to hit subscribe.
Yeah.
You listen to us on Stitcher, got to hit subscribe. You need to hit, we are trying to get the downloads up.
Yeah.
So we need you to hit subscribe.
Lisa.
Samantha.
I have some breaking news.
Oh.
The I Shake My Head podcast.
That's so crazy.
Has encountered their first controversy of 2019.
Samantha, it's the first controversy ever. We're Canadians, for Christ's sakes. We are non-controversial podcast.
We don't talk about anything.
We don't ruffle feathers. We don't talk politics. We don't talk women's rights.
No.
Human rights.
We don't do anything.
We're not women libbers.
No.
We're not banging yet. We're not hugging trees. But yet somebody's got a problem.
Yes. And it and he's connected to me.
He is connected to you. And he's got issues.
Oh, my American.
Your American.
John.
He's got some problems.
He's got some problems.
He's got some issues. I think we need to just let him explain.
Well, because we're calling it AmericaGate.
It's AmericaGate 20.
AmericaGate.
AmericaGate 2019. Where America's got a problem with Lisa and Sam.
So he sent you the clip.
Sent me the clip.
He sent me the clip.
Yep.
And then you emailed me the clip.
Right away.
And I'm like, shit's getting real.
Shit's getting real. Shit's getting real. We're being the most tame, uncontroversial podcast in the world is being called on the carpet. Right?
So.
Dear you two. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is.
So we're going to let you listen to it.
Have a listen.
And then.
We'll discuss.
We will see.
We'll see.
Okay.
Dear Lisa and Sam. Hi, it's John from the Unbelievably Stupid podcast, the Hate the Wait podcast, part of the Brilliance Observations podcast, and I happen to be your editor. And I have my Peter pointer finger up because I'm making a point. Now, I'm listening to your show like I always do because I'm a fan, and this is what I hear.
And we also had another guest. We had Jessica.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Jessica Kupferman.
From Brilliant Observations and Sheep
Podcast. And the Sheep Podcast. And now we've penciled her in to be like our roving American.
America.
Right? So we're going to have to come up with some American things.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her opinion on things.
You've penciled her in to be your roving American. What about me? I was your first. I shake my head from another podcaster. I was your first. And I might add, I know that one of you, I am your favorite American. So the fact that I hear that you're going to use Jessica Kupferman as your roving American, did Jessica Kupferman have to sing on your show that stupid Blue Jays song? Don't think so. I don't even know what to say. But I'm just letting you know that I'm glad you're bringing back I Shake My Head with other podcasters for your show, because I want to be the first one of 2019 with this. I shake my head that I am not your first choice for your correspondent of America.
Lisa.
Samantha.
We have something to answer to.
We.
And he was part of the recording for
That's the thing.
Our Jessica American.
That's the funniest part of all of this that I think maybe, and no offense, dear John, right? You're getting a little older, maybe you forgot, right? When we recorded The American with Jessica Kupferman.
Kupferman.
Right? And we declared her our residential American.
Our roving
American.
Yes.
We're going to go to her with things that
with
we're curious about.
Yes.
He was recording quietly.
Yes.
Was he sleeping?
I don't
know. Did he forget about that? We talked about it. We tweeted it. He had no issues.
Yes.
Until we talked about it last week.
On a podcast.
On a podcast. And you know what? We have to have, we have a male and a female.
Yes.
Right?
We have both now.
We have two Americans.
And thank you, John, for giving us our first I Shake My Head guest spot.
What's funny, though,
for 2019. Is that
in 2018, he gave us our first ever I Shake My Head.
That's true.
We decided in 2018 that we were going to ask people
for I Shake My
Head. For I Shake My Head. Mm-hmm. And John, we went to John.
Yep.
And John gave us his.
Yes.
And it's funny because he had a gripe then too. Right? He was upset because he was a super fan of the podcast,
yeah,
and this stupid little app never kept mentioning him. So it's kind of funny that for 2019 he's got a beef. Right?
It kind of sounds the same.
Kind of sounds the same, right? John, you both, we love you all.
I pick one over the other,
that's
though.
That's fine. Right? That's up to you, right? But I'm just saying, you're both. We'll ask you both.
Yes.
We'll ask you both.
We will.
Thanks for sending that in, John.
Yeah, that was good.
That's kind of funny.
Okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
Do you have your eye shake my head?
I do. Okay, now, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way.
Okay.
I'm a really nice person.
Right? So she says.
So all the time, right? You know, we see people all the time in retail, right? So we're always asking, you know, how are your holidays? How are things?
Uh-huh.
Da, 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 right? So I saw a lady and I said to her, and she was a regular customer, right? And I said to her, I said, oh, hey, how are you today? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or how are things? How have things been? How are you today?
Mm-hmm.
The answer that I'm looking for is good, fine, you. That's what I'm looking for. Good. How are you today? Try, Samantha. How are you today?
Good. Fine. You?
Perfect. Perfect. That's what I'm looking for. And then I'm going to say back to you, good, thanks.
Good.
That's the end of it.
Yeah.
So this lady, this is, and it's, and I shake my head, but I don't even really know how to phrase it. So this particular lady, so I said to her, so how are you today? And instead of saying good, fine, you, she's like, not so good. Okay. I get that, right? Maybe you're having a bad day. Not so good. Oh, why is that? Right? Because, you know, I care. Ish. Right? Why is that? Oh, my husband died a few weeks ago. Where do you go with that? Where do you go with that?
Crawling into a hole, maybe.
If you're the HHG and you see her a couple weeks later and already know that the husband died, you give her a hug because that's what the HHG did. I'm not dishing out the hugs.
Oh, my God, no.
But this is my question.
Okay.
If somebody gives you that information, mm-hmm. all of a sudden when they're saying, you know, not so good, my husband died, uh-huh. this is what goes through my mind. Not, of course, I'm sorry, but yeah. on top of that, what goes through my mind is, from cancer? Did he fall? Did he choke? Had he been sick? Did you kill him? I want to know how he died now. And my question is, if you put it out there,
yeah.
don't we have a right to ask?
I don't, maybe.
How did he die? Because now yeah. it's like dangling the carrot.
Yeah.
Right?
So you didn't feel you could ask that question?
It didn't feel like appropriate.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. I shake my head. I don't think you should give that information. When somebody doesn't know the answer.
Because really, you're inviting more questions.
Uh-huh. It's like an open-ended question.
It's like a natural curiosity.
Yeah, right?
Huh.
Now I want to know. Now every time I see her, I'm like,
You should ask.
Hey, Sally.
You know how that crazy...
Remember how your husband died a few weeks ago? Crazy question. How? It's been eating away at me. I've been losing sleep over it.
Oh my God.
So that's my thing, right? Don't give up that much information.
No.
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 Unless you want people to ask you questions.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I felt bad for her.
Yes.
But then it just made me wonder why.
Yeah.
Like, how come?
Of course.
What happened?
Natural. Perfectly.
Because all the time that you've come in shopping before, you've never once alluded to the fact that that may happen. Right? So you've never once alluded to the fact that he has cancer. He has a bad heart. Right? He was in an accident.
Because you're best buddies and she should tell you that.
I just felt a little left out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. America, don't think of me any worse. I was just curious.
Yes.
That's all. What about you?
Okay.
Shake my head.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Okay.
Okay.
I flew Air Canada.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible.
No.
You pay for your seats.
Yes.
You pay for lots of stuff.
You pay for lots of stuff.
Next time I'm going to try and fly WestJet. Apparently it's better.
Or you get a free drink.
Okay. However, that's not my beef.
Okay.
It is with the freaking 90% of the plane that refuses to check their goddamn bags.
Just check your bags.
I don't care how small you think that carry-on suitcase is.
It's not that small.
It's not that small.
No, it's not that small.
And then the backpack, your purse, and the other bag you have thrown over your other shoulder counts as three more things.
It's so crazy.
That poor airline stewardess has to find a home for.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then you waste our time getting on the plane because you have five things to put away. Mm-hmm. Then you do it all over again. We're trying to get off the plane.
Yeah. And you know what the problem is too with that? Is that I don't think that they've updated planes to accompany or to accommodate all of your shit.
No. The planes, that storage space above the seats hasn't gotten any bigger.
No. And if you are in 3F, I should get space for 3F.
Yes.
Right? You shouldn't get A, B, C, D, E, and F.
No.
Right?
No.
No.
I was just like amazed. Like when I travel, I will pay the money for my suitcase to get checked.
Yeah, me too.
I refuse to deal with it. Yeah. I just want to carry on my purse and a coat if I have to. I'm done.
Yeah.
I want a minimal amount of action happening
when
I sit in my seat.
Because now they're really quick at getting your stuff off the plane.
Yes.
Right? So, you know what? So I can wait 15 minutes for my bag.
Because I'm not fussing with that.
No, no.
Not fussing.
No.
And, okay, then I have another thing.
Okay.
How the hell do you fit all the things you need for your travels in a tiny little suitcase?
Unless you're just going overnight.
Even still,
I know.
I need a blow dryer. I need a curling iron. I need my shampoo. I need all my makeup. I need my hair stuff. I need two kinds of things to wear.
I'm taking a suitcase that I can fit in. That's how big my suitcase is. I can get in it. Right?
I am amazed.
Yeah.
At the smallness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you a better traveler than I am?
Are you wearing the same underwear every day?
Like, that's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't get that either. Yeah, that's a good point, Samantha.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Shaking my head right now.
Well, I'm just, you know.
I know.
Hi. Mm.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
No.
So I shook my head at that.
Yeah.
Stop it, people.
Stop it.
Stop the insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay the money.
Pay the money.
Right? You're flying.
And then they kind of force you. They force some of the people with the carry-ons to check their luggage as they get to the plane.
That's what just happened to the HHG going to New York. Mm-hmm. And because she's one of those people. She's got her two carry-ons, and she's got like a ton
You're only allowed one!
One she probably pretended it was a purse of some sort. She said she had two, one for her shoes, and I don't know what her other one was, but they made her check it at the gate, and they lost her shoes. All nine pairs of them. They showed up in good time, but her suitcase full of shoes. Yeah, so I get your point.
Little shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Topic?
Okay. I
it's not even a topic.
I don't even understand this and why you feel the need to do this, but okay.
Okay. This is what we're going to talk about next week.
All right.
I feel like nothing makes you laugh.
I don't even know how you can say that.
So, she is to come to our next episode with examples of things that make her laugh.
How can you say nothing makes me laugh?
Nothing makes you laugh.
I laughed through the whole podcast.
No, you did not.
Yes, I
do. No, you did not.
I laugh at everything.
You didn't laugh at any of my airline stuff. You didn't think it's funny when a dog sniffed me.
In my mind, I'm laughing.
No, you're not.
But I'm not. I don't outwardly laugh.
No, you're not. Yes. No, you're not. So we're going to dig a little deeper, okay, folks. Shit makes her laugh?
You got some homework to do, Samantha.
No, I don't. You do.
I do.
You've got to bring examples.
I think lots makes me laugh.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Mm. Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
All right.
All right.
People, you know you want to wear us.
We got hats.
We got t-shirts.
We got cups.
We got cozies.
We got bags.
We got bags.
Right?
Sip us. Touch us.
Squeeze us.
Whatever.
Drag us.
Go to wehavemerch.com.
Yeah. Buy us.
Everything's there.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We would like to thank Audio Editing Solutions for making us sound so good because we are in a car.
We are in a car.
We are in a car.
Absolutely.
He's a miracle worker. Our Mr. Buchanan. Lisa.
Samantha.
Patreon. Podbean.
Podbean. So, guys, not only do we want you to subscribe, we'd love for you to support.
Yeah.
Right? So it does, you know what? It takes a lot.
It does.
And we've got big things planned.
We do.
Right? We're talking about maybe doing a live show.
Woo!
We don't even know what that looks like.
We don't.
We might do one in Saskatchewan. We might do one when we go to Ontario.
Oh, good God.
My little small town.
No.
Something. We got things we want to plan. We want to go places. We need equipment. Betty needs some loving. You know what? It's like PBS, right?
Yeah.
You support because we hope we bring value to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You bring value to our life.
Yeah.
We want to keep giving you the best that we can. So you can go to Podbean. You can see Sam's beautiful little caricature. And it's got a little, I can't say that word. And it's got how many syllables? And it's got a little red bag. Punch it.
Punch it.
You can donate $2. Every penny helps.
Okay.
Okay?
You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and any podcast app that you have.
Just Google us.
Google.
We're everywhere.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yes. And keep playing on the Facebook, guys.
Yeah.
Right? We're having lots of fun.
Yeah.
Not just on Wednesdays.
Not just on Wednesdays.
We're having fun on Mondays, too.
And I'd like to do a shout-out to the lady from Flin Flon that reached out to us.
Yes.
And sent us a message saying and how much she enjoys listening
to
us.
That was really nice. It's really nice when we get some...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my mom's hometown, Flin Flon, Manitoba.
I never knew that about your mom.
That's cool.
Huh.
Cool.
I went to university in Brandon, so I know the area a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And didn't we have someone also reach out to us from Lloyd?
Yes. Yes. Lloyd Somebody Minister? From Lloyd. Yeah. So
And you know, that's close.
That's close.
That's super close.
Like, she almost could be a guest. We almost could bring her into the podcast. We could be at a restaurant sitting beside her. But yeah, no, you know what? We appreciate all the shout outs and we appreciate when people put on our Facebook page that, you know, that we bring them some happiness. That's good. That makes our heart happy. Uh-huh.
It does. Right?
Awesome.
And Sonia, Lisa really thought that it was great that you agreed with her.
With the camel coat.
With the camel coat.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sonia. Because you know what? Camel coat wearing people, they got a toed. They got a toot. And Samantha, your winter coat is black with camel, uh-huh. but the black, thank God. Thank God there's the black. Right? Because I'd have to knock you down a few pegs.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Samantha.
Anything else, Lisa?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
It should be. Mm.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.